Thank you for joining me today's podcast. This is Ray Martinez. Great conversations. In our Bible study this week, we're going to talk about gentleness. This is our eighth week into the Fruit of the Spirit study. We know people who use the phrase, oh, he's a gentle giant. It's just kind of a comment that refers to a person's personality. Even though they're a big person or they're strong and robust, they're just as gentle as can be. They even named a television show called Gentle Ben. Gentle Ben was a television series, for those of you who aren't old enough to remember, that aired from 1967 to 1969. It was based on the 1965 book called Gentle Ben by Walt Morey. The show followed this adventurous scenes of a young boy named Mark Weblow and his friend with a tame bear named Ben, who lived in the Florida Everglades. Well, the boy actor who played Mark Weblow on the TV series was Clint Howard. Clint Howard was the younger brother of the actor and director Ron Howard. You know Ron Howard from the Andy Griffith Show. And this show really demonstrated compassion, this loyalty and courage through various adventures along with a bear that was really a gentle giant. There's a song sung by Glen Campbell, and it's called Gentle on My Mind. The song really tells the story of a wanderer who values his independence in the open road. Despite the transient nature of his lifestyle, he really finds his solace in the memories of past relationship and the simple joys of nature. The phrase gentle on my mind suggests that even though the wanderer may be physically distant from loved ones or places he once knew, they remain a comforting presence in his thoughts. So the song captures this bittersweet emotions of nostalgia, the reminiscence, and the enduring connections that shape our lives even as we move forward on our own paths. Well, the Bible has several references to gentleness, highlighting its significance in the character of a believer. And some good biblical reference for you is obviously the Galatians 5:22 through 23 that talks about it as that's one of the fruit of the spirits. And he says there's no law against us. You can be as gentle as you want, as often as you want. So our key verse today is going to be out of Colossians 3, verse 12. And it says this, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And I like the way Paul clumps that together because you can't have gentleness without being patient or without being compassionate or being kind or having humility. Gentleness kind of sums it all together, but Paul says that this is what you can't separate these. When we look at Proverbs 15, verse 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. We've all been in those conversations when someone has a harsh word and all of a sudden it throws the whole conversation off. Yeah, it's better to be gentle. And maybe even the response back to a harsh statement can be a very gentle statement. It's like lowering your voice if someone is raising their voice because it can cause them to lower theirs. The Hebrew definition of this word gentleness can be translated as humility, meekness, or gentleness. It implies a demeanor characterized by a mild and gentle spirit. When we look at the Greek word for gentleness, it can be translated as the same way as meekness or gentleness. But here's a key point that I like. It denotes strength under control, humility, and a gentle disposition. This to me is really key because it's a strength that is under control. Some Bible examples that I want to share with you, obviously, is Jesus Christ, right? Jesus is often portrayed as the epitome of gentleness. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus describes himself as a gentle and humble in heart. He demonstrates gentleness in his interactions with sinners, children, and those that are in need. If we look at Matthew 11:29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Isn't that a great verse? Jesus invites people to come to Him, learn from Him, and find rest. He is highlighting the important aspects of His character that His followers are encouraged to emulate. In the past, He's told His disciples, just do as I do. So Jesus has to display this for them as an example. Jesus is really calling us to pay attention to what He says in that particular verse. Oftentimes when raising kids, they get upset or emotional, and we try to get their attention so they can listen and learn from their mistakes. Have you ever caught yourself saying to a child, or when you're even watching someone else's kids and you might have to correct them, you want to embrace them and say, look at me, I want you to hear what I am saying. This is what Jesus is doing in this verse. He says, look, I want you to pay attention. Right? I want you to take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Pay attention, for I am a gentle person and I'm humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. I'm not against you, I'm for you. That's what Jesus is trying to emulate. And then there's Moses. Despite his leadership role and his authority, Moses exhibits gentleness in dealing with the Israelites. You take a look at Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, it describes him as a person as very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. That's a great statement. When you actually read the verse, it says, now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. There's a reason for this statement. This verse really emphasizes the exceptional humility of Moses. His gentleness sets him apart as a leader chosen by God. I think it's worth reading Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 through 15. I'd like you to take the time to read that on your own, because what this statement comes from is God speaking about Moses, and God was not happy with Miriam and Aaron and how they disrespected and mistreated Moses. That's a worthwhile story to read. And then we look at Ruth. We've talked about Ruth in the past. Ruth's gentleness and loyalty are evident in her commitment to Naomi, her mother-in-law. Her kindness and humility are highlighted throughout the book of Ruth, especially in her interactions with Boaz. And then Paul, the Apostle Paul, in his letters, emphasizes the importance of gentleness among believers. Take a look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. He compares his approach to the Thessalonians to that of a nursing mother, gentle and affectionate. And we look at Matthew 5, verse 5. It says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. This verse from the Sermon on the Mount emphasizes the importance of meekness, which is closely related to gentleness. Ephesians 4, 2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Gentleness really is a virtue that believers should exhibit in their relationships with others. Take that to heart. 1 Peter 3:15, but in your hearts, revere Christ as the Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Isn't that important how Paul emphasizes that we should do this? This, our expressions and our sharing with this gentleness and respect? It's hard to win somebody over when you have the appearance of being dogmatic, controlling, and the I am right and you're wrong attitude. You can't win too many people over that way. Then let's take a look at Titus, and I'm going to really explore him a little bit more. Take a look at Titus chapter 3, verse 2. It says, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be what? Gentle toward everyone. Gentleness is emphasized as a characteristic how believers should interact with others. Now, who is this guy Titus anyway? Titus was a companion and a co-worker of the Apostle Paul, mentioned several times throughout the New Testament. Titus was a Gentile believer who became a trusted associate of Paul and played a significant role in Paul's missionary efforts. Based on the biblical text, we can gather some really true insights into Titus, his character, and his role. First of all, he was faithful and trustworthy. Titus was entrusted with important tasks by Paul, indicating that he was reliable and faithful in carrying out his responsibilities. He was considered an effective leader. Titus was appointed by Paul to oversee various church communities and address specific issues with them. In Titus 1:5, Paul instructs Titus to appoint elders in every town, indicating that he had leadership qualities and organizational skills. That's something we don't think about, Titus's competence. He was a compassionate and caring person. Titus demonstrated this care and concern for the Corinthian church, as seen in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 6 through 7, where Paul describes how Titus brought comfort and encouragement to him during difficult times. When we read those verses, it says, "But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever." So in these verses, Paul describes how Titus brought comfort to him and his companions during difficult times. Titus not only brought comfort from God through his presence, but also shared with Paul the comfort and encouragement he received from the Corinthian believers. This mutual exchange of comfort strengthens Paul and increased his joy. Then here's another point. He was zealous for the good works. In Titus 2:14, Paul described believers as people who are zealous for good works, reflecting Titus's commitment to promoting godly living and righteous behavior among Christians. Overall, Titus emerged as a dedicated and capable leader in the early Christian community, characterized by his faithfulness, his compassion, and zeal for advancing the kingdom of God. And then one only has to look at King David. Despite facing persecution and betrayal from Saul, David demonstrated this gentleness by refusing to harm Saul, even when he had the opportunity, as you read in 1 Samuel 24, verse 6. David spared Saul's life, showing respect and humility. And then Jesus' interaction with the woman caught in adultery. If you look at John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, Jesus showed gentleness and compassion towards this woman caught in adultery, refusing to condemn her, but instead offering forgiveness and encouragement to go and sin no more. Remember Joseph in the Old Testament. Despite being sold into slavery by his own brothers and facing various trials, Joseph exhibited gentleness and forgiveness. In Genesis 45, verse 5, Joseph reveals himself to his brothers and reassures them, saying, quote, "And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." Joseph is saying this was God's plan. This is his purpose. Don't be angry. And then look at Barnabas. Barnabas in the New Testament, he's a companion of Paul as well, and he demonstrated gentleness by his encouragement and support of others. In Acts 4, verse 36 through 37, he is described as a son of encouragement, and he played a key role in encouraging and mentoring early believers like Paul and John Mark. These biblical examples illustrate how gentleness is not a sign of weakness, but rather a manifestation of strength and humility, reflecting the character of Christ. Eleanor Roosevelt was the wife of President Franklin D. Roosevelt and served as the First Lady of the United States from 1933 to 1945. Eleanor Roosevelt was a tireless advocate for human rights, social justice, and equality. She used her platform as First Lady to champion causes such as civil rights, women's rights, and the rights of workers and the poor. Known for her warmth, her empathy, and compassion, Eleanor Roosevelt reached out to people from all walks of life and listened to their concerns. She didn't care who they were, where they came from. She took the time to hear them out. She traveled extensively across the United States and across the world, meeting with ordinary citizens, activists, and world leaders to promote understanding and cooperation. Isn't that cool? Eleanor Roosevelt, her Gentle yet determined leadership was instrumental in advancing a cause for human rights both domestically and internationally. She really played a key role in drafting the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 1948. Throughout her life, Eleanor remained committed to making the world a better place and more compassionate place for all people. Her legacy as a champion of human rights and as a voice for the voiceless continues to inspire generations of activists and advocates around the world. One of her quotes that I love to state says this: "There comes a time in your life when you have to look fear in the face and do the very thing you thought you could not do." Don't let our thoughts destroy us. Eleanor is saying, you got to do it. Just put your right foot forward, basically, right? Don't be afraid. Be firm, but do it with love and gentleness. I'll close with this quote from an unknown author. I love this. It says, "True strength is not found in the ability to exert power over others, but in the quiet and steady force of gentleness that touches hearts and transforms lives." You have a blessed day.